Recent study indicates that college graduates are failing at job interviews. Dot, dot, dot. Let's continue the conversation, especially if you're a parent of the Gen Z or a Gen Zer yourself. Stepping up to the plate, you, CEO of Purple Engine Coaching and Consulting, Michelle Gilbert. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, Shelley. It's so nice to be with you.
Appreciate you. Purple Engine Coaching and Consulting. I like the color purple. Anything that has to do with, you know, coaching, consulting, and then you throw an engine in there, huh?
Yes. Well, an engine helps get you where you need to go. And the color purple stands for knowledge and wisdom. And I believe that we all have the answers inside us. Sometimes we just need that little jump start from someone else to help us find our way.
And is your niche as a professional coach helping people grow their careers and communication skills?
Yes. As you know, in my past life, I spent 34 years in public relations and corporate communications. And what I've learned throughout my journey is that communication skills are so important for success in the professional world. And a lot of people just don't have a comfort level with various pieces of communications. And we're seeing it in particular with younger professionals as they're graduating from college.
And that gets us, of course, into our conversation. Let's go. A recent study, as I teased and as you shared, college grads, and of course, this, the Gen Z generation, failing at job interviews. What do you mean by this and why?
Well, what we're finding, and this is coming from a study from the National Society of Leadership and Success, that many employers are opting to pay individuals who have a little bit more experience more money, and they're opting not to hire college grads because they don't have the skills in the interview. So they're not putting their best foot forward, which is providing the employers with a lack of confidence in their ability. Now, this is not supposed to be a generalization for all college grads, but that is a trend that's increasing. And so we need to help these young professionals gain the skills so that they can ace those interviews and become employed.
There is that bottom line. Yes, the technology, the COVID, we move forward. So being blunt with the question, what do soon-to-be graduates, as we're here in April, need to know to give a strong interview?
Absolutely. And I do want to go back to the technology piece real quickly, Shelley. You know, part of the reason that Gen Z is struggling is because this is the first digitally native generation, and they order their food with their phones. They make plans with their phones, you know, over text messaging. And sometimes they're even dealing with conflict. So that's causing them to not give strong interviews. They need to understand the importance of eye contact. They need to understand how to do effective research on the company, as well as the people who are interviewing them. And then, of course, being mindful of brevity, understanding what are the 2 to 3 key messages that you want the interview to remember about you, and finding that opportunity to get it in the beginning of the interview so that you give a good impression.
And that's important. Research, eye contact, mindful of brevity. Talk to me about other interview tips you can offer so that upcoming graduates and young professionals. Is the key standing out?
Yeah, the key is definitely standing out and instilling confidence and helping the future employer understand what your strengths are and what your accomplishments are. So one of the things that you can do when you are answering a question is make sure that you are answering the question, but find a way to tie your achievements into your responses. And then a couple other things that are really important is virtually every employer is going to ask at the end of an interview what your questions are. So come up with a couple of thoughtful questions to ask that show that you've done your research on the company and that you are truly interested. And these are thoughtful questions that will really make you stand out, not how much vacation do I get out of the gate?
Well, it could happen, couldn't it? Talking with Michelle Gilbert, she's CEO, of course, of her company that is all about Purple Engine coaching, consulting, and consulting. And, of course, Michelle sharing results with this study that indicates college graduates are failing at job interviews, so we're giving you the advice. Other soft skills, please, that Gen Z, which, as we mentioned, does include most graduating students and young professionals when they feel unprepared. And I mean, like working long hours, you've got measurements here.
Yeah, so this also came from the same study. And what I find fascinating is that these four soft skills, negotiating, networking, speaking confidently in front of crowds, and working long hours, are all skills that Gen Z pointed out we don't feel confident in. So they're aware of it and they want help getting there.
What can business leaders do to help young professionals learn these soft skills, Michelle?
Sure. I think there are several things that we as business leaders need to do. First of all, we've got to be able to give young professionals clear direction and expectations. We also need to provide positive feedback and encouragement. So take them to different networking events and introduce them around. Understand how this can be an intimidating experience and show them how to do it. And then, of course, support them with the right kind of training, whether it's a professional coach or mentor or sending them to a class.
Michelle, you've mentored, I know, many college students throughout your career. So what's your personal advice or guidance that you give regarding networking while in school?
There are so many networking opportunities that students can get a head start on while in college. I know that universities are encouraging all students to join LinkedIn and to connect with people, but are we showing them how to do it? So I tell people it's not just about connecting with people on LinkedIn, but you have to nurture your network by finding the right authentic ways to reach out to people. So, for example, making sure that I'm following you, making sure that I'm looking at what you're posting. And then when something resonates with me that I think would be valuable to my followers, that I share it with a thoughtful note about why I'm sharing it. And finding those opportunities to keep in touch. You don't want to only reach out to people when you need something. You want to reach out to them on an authentic basis so that when you do need something, they remember you, and it feels like you're keeping in touch beyond just, I need something from you.
Yes. Well, your tip's good for Gen Z, but also good for everyone else, too. Hint, hint. I trust your services are available to all.
Absolutely. Listeners can learn more at www.purpleenginecoaching.com. And I always speak with people first to make sure that it's a good fit, because I think that is the most important thing, is making sure that you feel comfortable with the person whom you're working with.
There are a lot of hours on the job. Get her done. I imagine a strong handshake still key.
Oh, sure. A strong handshake is always still key. And then, of course, you know, a lot of times we're doing these things virtually. So, you know, if you are doing a virtual interview, you need to know where to look to make sure that you're looking into the camera, which is actually looking at them. And then I always tell people, make sure you smile. When you smile, it not only is it going to increase your confidence, but it's going to demonstrate that you have confidence.
Hey, we even smile on the radio. There we are. Michelle Gilbert, one more time, what best way to find out you and yours?
www.purpleenginecoaching.com.
Have affinity for purple, do you?
I do like the color purple, yes.
As you mentioned. Thanks, Michelle. We'll talk again on behalf of course, your services with Purple Engine Coaching and Consulting. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.